ABC Radio Australia.
Well, it's taken for granted that most of the Pacific are the direct descendants of the Neolithic population known as the Lapita culture. Southeast Asian in origin, the Lapitas spread through the Pacific 3,200 years ago before the Papuan gene began to mix in about 1,000 years later. The Lapitas have left their trace across the Pacific in the form of distinctive pottery fragments and a shared language group, forms of which are spoken by all Pacific Islanders. But in Palau, there are no Lapita-style pottery fragments to be found, and their language, whilst the form of the shared language group, is distinctly different from the rest of the Pacific, making Palau an unknown gap in the history of Pacific settlement. Now, a new study on the DNA of ancient Palauans has found that, unlike other Pacific Islanders, the Southeast Asian and Papuan genetic mixture occurred before settlers first arrived in Palau. Independent researcher Joanne Aiken, who was part of the team of researchers that brought this study together, joins us today. Joanne, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello. Thank you.
So what do we know about the Palauan genetic makeup, and what does it change about what we had previously assumed?
First and foremost, it was important to do this DNA study so that Palauans would know where their ancestors came from. This is something we all want to know, right? And what's interesting here is that the study results actually confirm some of their origin stories. Now, in an earlier study, we compared ancient DNA from Guam, Saipan, and Ponape, along with modern DNA from Guam, Palau, Ponape, and Chuuk, and we were able to define five migration streams into Micronesia, including the first remote Oceania lineages from the Marianas, Palau, and Southwest Pacific. And the Southwest Pacific lineage was the... In that study, we didn't have any ancient DNA samples from Palau. And the archaeology tells us that the people first occupied Palau's rock islands and Babeldaob around 3,200 years ago. And around the same time as the Marianas and Southwest Pacific were reached in separate migration streams. So it was important that we examine the ancient DNA from Palau to decipher that migration pattern. And the data indicate that all the ancient individuals from Palau were of Papuan and East Asian admixture. Papuan, of course, refers to those with primary ancestry from New Guinea, Bismarck Archipelago, and the Solomon Islands. And in this case, the Papuan admixture is more closely related to people of the New Guinea Highlands. And when we compared the data from neighboring regions, we found that the East Asian ancestry part of the Palauan lineage is closely related to Eastern Indonesians. We learned that the admixture of East Asians and Papuans happened long before they traveled to Palau. That is, the East Asian ancestors were already mixing with people of Papuan ancestry close to a millennium before there was any significant movement into remote Oceania.
That's interesting. So, yeah, so can you expand a little bit on, I guess, why that's so significant that you're seeing that mix of Southeast Asian and Papuan genes that go back this far on the timeline, I guess, before you, longer than you ever realized?
Absolutely. Well, our expectation was that the admixture of Papuan ancestry in Palauans occurred around the same time as in other remote Oceanians, which is about 2,500 to 2,000 years ago. So our new results of earlier Papuan admixture were surprising. And it's important to note that not only did the admixture occur 1,000 years before these people first arrived in Palau, but the earliest inhabitants of Palau and modern-day Palauans both have approximately 60% East Asian and 40% Papuan ancestry. Modern Palauans have maintained this genetic lineage for over 3,000 years, and this is the longest intact lineage that we've identified to date.
Wow. So what do we know about this sort of, let's call them a separate population that traveled through Southeast Asia and New Guinea? Like, are they an entirely different civilization?
Well, I wouldn't say that. People arrived in Palau about 3,200 years ago. But beginning around 4,000 years ago, the sea level was declining from its mid-Holocene high stand. In a long-term process that changed marine habitats and widened shorelines was ongoing. And so there was arable lowland soils beginning to accumulate on unoccupied islands. And at the same time, there was an increasing variability in the El Nino Southern Oscillation weather system. And that brought stronger monsoons and more frequent droughts. So these environmental changes may eventually have prompted mobile marine foragers from the northern Wallachia region to explore the uninhabited small island groups of western Micronesia, such as Palau, where these highly productive shallow marine habitats were emerging. So the people would have stopped there intermittently at first to take advantage of these newly emerging resources. And actually, some of the burials used in this study date to that early period.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned some of those surrounding Micronesian nations earlier, places like Guam and Chuuk and other areas of the Marianas. So did this study apply just to Palau, or can we assume that some of the same phenomena might have happened in some of those other surrounding islands in Micronesia?
Well, this study is specific to Palau, but the ancient DNA data were compared to many other groups in the Pacific. And what we're seeing is a greater complexity in the migration patterns and greater antiquity when it comes to movement of populations across the region. So other areas will certainly warrant closer scrutiny.
Yeah, absolutely. And will that potentially be the next step for you guys? Will you want to try and sort of expand this research out to have a look at some of those other nations?
Well, I hope so.
Fantastic. And I suppose just lastly, you know, does this change, I mean, how big of an impact do you think this is in terms of changing our understanding of Pacific history as a whole?
These findings about the history of Palau have changed our understanding of the first settlement of remote Oceania. The study provides revisions to a long accepted model in academia known as the express train model. And it's a commonly accepted historical linguistics model that proposes a Taiwanese origin for a Pacific-wide dispersal of Neolithic populations from Taiwan to the Philippines and onward into Western Micronesia, including the Marianas and Palau. However, our findings contradict this model, and showing that the initial settlement of remote Oceania was not simply the result of a direct migration from Taiwan through the Philippines, we show that the path to Palau followed a more complex pattern.
I'll have to cut you off there, Joanne, because we are about to run into the clock, but thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for that work that you've carried out. That was Joanne Aiken, a team of researchers who brought that incredible story to us.